Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Your host, James, behind the mic, joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Halfhacker.
Good morning, everyone.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. We are going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. How you doing, Britt?
I am hanging in there. How are you doing?
Very same.
Yes, very same. Yes.
Same song over here, Brittany.
Yep. Now,
it's looking a little bit more cloudy this morning than it has in
the past. Very ominous out there.
Yeah. What are we looking at today?
Oh, it's the calm before the storm. For me, it's kind of eerie because it's going to be a big event across the state, I think. Last night started it off, kicked it off with that front hanging over far northwest Wisconsin. We saw flash flooding, a quick 2 to 5 inches of rainfall up there. And now that is working its way through the rest of the state today and still bringing the risk of high winds and a tornado, too. We had tornado warnings up towards Park Falls last night as well, and that is going to be moving down towards us. So what we've got today is these storms are going to be moving in probably around 1 to 2 o'clock this afternoon, continuing from 3 to 4 to 5. Probably the worst of it should be over at 5. The front should have passed at this point. A cold front will be moving through, sparking all of this alongside a low-pressure system. So behind it, lingering lighter showers and storms through the evening and overnight, but none of those should be the scary ones. So we should be able to go to sleep not worrying. But this afternoon, we still need to keep ourselves safe, stay weather savvy from about 1 to 5. Again, a tornado is possible in these storms. We are looking at large hail that could happen. And the thing that I'm pretty much guaranteeing is some heavy downpours, probably going to create some flash flooding. So a flood watch is in effect. It starts at 1. It expires later tonight. And by tomorrow, the front will have passed. Things will be much calmer. The sun will shine and highs will be refreshing in the low 70s. So there is a better day tomorrow. We got to get through today, so be careful for flooding. And remember, turn around, don't drown. Don't drive through any standing water because you have no idea if the road's underneath it. I've seen way too many times culverts washed out, the road gone, wires underneath. It's just not worth the risk.
And I've seen small cars, big cars. It doesn't matter. They all get stuck.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how big of a pickup or anything like that you've got. You're not getting through that. Nothing beats Mother Nature.
No.
This needs to be said. Brittany, we appreciate all of that so much. Thank you for that, Brittany.
You're welcome.
When it comes to the weather for today or anything, being said, I think today is going to be a good day. I think it's going to be a good one. I think we start that day. I try to start the day like that every day. And especially because we only have 252 of them. According to a new report, the average American has 252 good days per year.
So let's
make this one of them.
All right, let's do it.
That seems low. That also seems low. I feel like it should be higher.
I know. I want more.
Yeah,
it's a good number. At least it's not 50. I'd be worried.
That would be surprising. Yeah,
I love that perspective. That's awesome. We appreciate you, Brittany. You have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Best in the business right there. Brittany Merlot joining us every morning right in this time slot, letting us know about that.
Yeah.
We'll get into that with Seth and I will start off there in a second here with that number there. But good days and everything. Mm-hmm. We get the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club around the corner. That's always a good day.
Always a good day.
The percentage of Americans that are self-conscious about their feet.
Because we're
going to talk a little feet, but as a palate cleanser, I've also got some random facts that I think people are going to enjoy. We haven't gotten to do that in a while.
No, it's been a while.
This morning I was looking at a couple that were up here, and I'm like, oh, those are too good. We got to share those.
Yeah, nice.
We will wrap up the hour with 5 ways your health improves as you age.
Okay.
So another maybe good thing of the day.
Okay.
Getting some entertainment news. We got the Emmys to talk about, Seth.
The Emmy nominations
for yesterday. Want to talk a little ELO and Jeff Lynne and Miley Cyrus. We will get into all
interesting.
Of that.
Yeah.
Talk some local theater. All those things coming up. 1 in 3 people will accept a thumbs up from dad because he's not good at emotional stuff. A couple dads and a couple others going to get into that.
All right, let's do it.
Later.
Yeah,
we got all those things coming up.
Yep.
We'll also get into our good stories of the day schedule and some great events going on in the area. But as I mentioned with you and Brittany, Seth, and our great audience out there, according to a new report, the average American has 252 good days per year.
Oh, wow.
That means 69% of days are good, which is equivalent to 5 days per week.
Okay.
Or 21 days per month.
Okay.
Which does not seem too bad.
No, that's all right. That's a pretty good average.
To Brittany's point, that's the kind of the first thought I had was, well, at least it's not 150 or, you know, just 50 or whatever.
Right, right.
The report also broke down the results by state, and some states had up to 50 more good days per year than others.
Ooh.
Everyone makes fun of Florida, understandably. You know, they kind of, and Floridians usually embrace that.
They for the most part.
But people in Florida reported the most good days of any other state at 276. That's 76% of the days.
Wow, how about that?
There are 11 states that aren't that high, but are still above average: Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Jersey, Delaware, Georgia, South Dakota, Wyoming, Idaho, Oregon, Nevada, and Hawaii.
Well, that's an interesting mix. Okay.
Very. All over the place.
Right. Right. I wonder how much weather plays into that. It's got to be something to
it. I'm wondering about that.
Yeah.
Then there is the states with the fewest good days. That's Kentucky, Vermont, and Connecticut.
Interesting.
Again,
okay.
No connections.
Not really. No, I'm not seeing any patterns there.
Like my brain, like all brains, but mine specifically, especially doing this job for as long as I have, I'm trained to look for patterns, to look for segues, look for connectors.
Mm-hmm.
There are none there. I got nothing. I had nothing on that. There are 13 other states that aren't that low, but of below average: Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, Virginia, North Carolina, Mississippi, Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas, Iowa, Colorado, and California.
Interesting.
So I was going to go to weather, but that gets kind of nixed
that
out.
Does, yeah, that does. Yep, that's a little nixed out of there. Yeah, okay.
All other states are average. Most Americans know by 8:30 a.m. whether it'll be a good day. And the top contributor to a good day includes... Now, first, let's just wait a second. By 8:30, you
that could seems have awfully your, early. Wow.
Yeah. But as a real quick note, as somebody who, you know, has been starting my days quite early for quite some time now and everything, I can think of plenty of times where my morning started off horrible. Horrible.
Right.
And it was still a good day.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think it's a great idea to look at this as, you know, halves. And, yeah, you know, the first half maybe doesn't go that well, but that second half, you know, or vice versa.
You know
versa.
What? I even say by moment by moment.
Yeah.
Even. You
yeah.
know, if something bad happens, it doesn't necessarily have to ruin the whole day. That's kind of the way I look at it, you know, to try to, you know, say, okay, this is a bad thing that happened, but it doesn't necessarily mean the rest of the day is going to be like this.
So the top contributors to a good day include, quote, a positive outlook, 51% said that, laughing at life's little things, 50% there, quality time with friends, 50% there, exercising at 38%, and eating healthy food at 36%.
Okay, all right.
So interesting there.
Yeah.
I really do think that you get what you put in with
a lot of it.
This
yes,
stuff.
You are correct.
So, I mean, and as I've mentioned many times, I mean, you walk around with your fist clenched all day, you're probably going to get in a fight. You're probably not going to have that.
You know, I recently had a day that I would call bad. And that's very rare for me because I don't usually look at it, you know, like the whole day just, you know, stank. It was terrible kind of thing. But there was a lot of stuff that happened that day, so I would consider it bad. But that is very rare for me because of, you know, I kind of have like the mindset I just described. You know, if something bad happens, well, all right, let's see if we can move along from here. And hopefully the rest of the day will not be as bad. At least have that outlook. And I think that helps a lot.
I don't know that you can necessarily, you know, go by the numbers with this or anything. But I will say, if I'm looking at it that way, if I'm looking at this, I'm thinking, well, all right, if I have a bad morning and I have a bad afternoon and a bad night, okay, I got one of those bad days out of the way. I got 252.
Get your
good
quota out of the way, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's different perspective. Nice. Is such a key part of
oh,
life.
Oh, goodness, yes.
The older you get, the more you realize that, I feel like. And having this idea of... you know, I had a rough childhood. I had a lot of different things go on, all that. And then I think about some people I grew up with, you know, and I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, not that bad.
Not too bad, yeah.
I had pretty much Mr. Rogers for a father compared to some people that I knew growing up and everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perspective goes a long way. It doesn't mean that you necessarily have to compare yourself to somebody who, quote, has it harder or anything like that.
Right, right.
I think even comparing, you know, well, today has been really rough, but man, it wasn't like that time in eighth grade when, you know, or something along those lines.
Right.
Chances are, even if it doesn't completely change your forecast for the day, it can help a little bit.
I did notice that there weren't many Midwest in the upper or the lower parts. Like the very even keel for the Midwest states.
To that point, Seth, looking at this list, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan. Yep. I did Michigan, yep. I meant to mention.
Yep.
And Ohio, all 252.
Okay.
So all the
right on the nose, right?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's very fascinating. Wow.
And do you believe that you can change your fortunes and to have a good day, no matter what life is throwing at you? Because I've known a lot of people that believe in that.
Okay.
And I don't know if I do or not. I'm not going to lie to anybody
right.
and say I do. I want to. I would like to.
Right.
I am trying to rewire the hardware up here in my mainframe,
sure.
which is very old. We're talking like a Mac computer here. We're talking like early
Apple II, right?
Yeah. It's not that great. I haven't updated the system in a while, everybody. But that's what I'm working on.
Sure.
That's one of those things that I'm trying to do. I feel like that goes so much farther in life. I don't know. None of us know how long we have. I want to enjoy this time. I hope to be around another 1,000
right.
years, but I'm
right.
guessing that's probably not going to happen. So I'm going to make every one of these days count.
You got to remember that a lot of stuff is beyond our control. Mm-hmm. It really is. There's things that happen to us that we have no control over. It's how do we respond? That's always what it is. How do we look at it? What is our perspective on this the bad thing that happened? And even getting out of the moment, okay? You feel that rush of emotion, anger, you know, sadness,
yeah.
you know, frustration, but then that passes. And then what do you do? You know, how are you looking at it? Right.
Oh.
Maybe it's not as bad as you initially thought. You know, you take a moment and you're like, now let's assess this and say, oh, well, you know, if I do this, it'll be okay. Or it'll be not so bad or whatever, you know,
yeah.
that kind of thing.
I've mellowed out a lot in my older age, but I am still Italian and I run hot. And this is one of the things that frustrates me the most about myself is I will get so furiously angry and not understand, you know, just no consoling, nothing like that. 10 minutes go by and I'm like, what was I so
why was I angry
about?
Yeah, right.
I used to be the opposite of that. I used to just hang on to stuff. Now I find myself a lot more getting out of that quicker and realizing, oh, you're a knucklehead.
And it's the perspective of age, you know, as you get, and you like just what you said, man. Do I want to waste my time feeling like that?
Yeah.
We've only got a limited amount of time on this planet. Let's not, you know, kind of thing. And, I make it sound like it's like easy. It's like turning off switch. It's not.
No.
It has, you know, for some people, it's just harder for them to get out of that. And I understand, you know, that's perfectly who you are, if it is, you know, and that's it is what it is. So
mm-hmm. It does tell us a little bit, though. Also, weather doesn't change everything. I think that a lot of the people would think that it's happier in warmer climates or whatever.
Sure,
we see all over the place.
It is,
you know, it isn't so much in some of these states, and again here in the Midwest where we've got everything Mother Nature has to offer. you can fill out the weather bingo card every day here in the Midwest.
It really would seem that way. Yeah.
We seem to be doing pretty good.
Yeah.
We seem to be pretty good about it. And knowing that we can do those things, can control these things, I think is one of the things. Nice reminder.
And in the scheme of things, 2/3 of your days being, you know, considered good days, I think that's pretty good average. I think that's all right.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I would. Definitely.
Take that. I'll go to the bank with that.
Yeah.
We will take a quick time out, come back doing some celebrating with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show at WFHR. Celebrate. You heard the boys. Time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and our good friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today. Treat yourself. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us. Mm-hmm. Check out some of these amazing specials. Seth, I see an El Cafe muffin breakfast sandwich.
What?
A muffin breakfast
muffin
sandwich.
Muffin breakfast sandwich?
Two breakfast sandwiches on English muffins. They sound really
man.
Good.
Oh, for a minute there, I was like, blueberry muffins? Oh, my God. No. That sounds very good. That sounds very good.
They got an everything omelet, ham and cheese club, and plenty more great things
good
over
stuff.
There. And, of course, Seth, we would be remiss if we did not mention pie.
Lots of pie. Pie is good any time of year. Go down and eat pie now.
Mm-hmm. So many different varieties. And you
mentioned the eggs, just eat pie.
I'm glad you brought this up the other day. They got takeout as well.
They do.
Just
as good in takeout, I'm telling you.
Get that El Cafe in your system, everybody. And support those that support our community. We appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Great way to keep up to date on all the things that we're talking about.
Indeed.
We also appreciate you getting us your birthdays and anniversaries. Email us info@WFHR.com. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call on up.
715-424-2600 if you're using the old fashioned. So we were watching something with my son last night with a rotary phone in it.
Oh.
It was an old movie kind of thing. And he's like, I still don't understand how those worked. But you know how it works, right? You can use your rotary phone to call up, or you can use the Civic Media app, right? You can call us up that way or text us on the text line. Either way, we will mention whatever birthdays you want us to.
I love him just staring at a rotary phone. It's like,
what do I do?
Where's the on-off switch? Plug it in, plug it back in. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Everybody loves celebrating with you. We take a look at our list. Seth, I need a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that one so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish Civic Media's own Timothy Tide a happy birthday.
Tide. I don't know how to pronounce his last name either. But happy birthday, Tim.
My ex-wife, I believe her, it was one of her maiden names, was Tide.
Oh.
So I don't know if there's any relation there or anything.
No, okay.
But, that's the only reason, at least the way she pronounced it, was Tide.
Well, I will defer to you on that one because I have no idea.
Don't know, but I know Tim's great.
Yes.
Tim's great. He does so much around here.
Yeah.
We really do appreciate him. Have a great birthday, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a very happy 70th anniversary, a belated one.
Whoa.
To Vic and Barb Moon, celebrating their 70th on July 9th. We just got the word a little late from one of our longtime listeners, but we wanted to shout them out. They are instant qualifiers.
Yes.
Anybody over like 60 anniversary dates, you're just getting in.
Seriously.
I'm going to tell you right
70
now.
70 years. That is amazing. I'm remarkable.
I will okay this with the boss. By that, I mean Pam. But I feel confident Pam's going to go with
we'll
us
throw that in
I think
there.
We get them in the list.
I'm not worried about it.
Happy 70th anniversary, Vic and Barb Moon.
Yes, you too. Wow. That's amazing. Fantastic. Amazing.
You also have my favorite last name. Like, if I could have a last name.
Moon? Yes, yeah, right.
Yeah,
you're the Moon guy. Yeah.
100% that would be my name. Happy 70th, you too. And we also want to wish a very happy birthday to Roswell Pete's.
Happy birthday.
Roswald is such a good name, sir.
It is. Wow.
Enjoy your day and
very,
enjoy that
very
name.
Distinctive, yeah.
He's not only going to enjoy it because of his birthday, but I guarantee you that he's enjoying even more that it's Pam Skibba's birthday, who is his daughter.
Oh, my goodness. How about that? So they share a birthday.
Yeah.
That's really, I love that when that happens. That's very cool.
Pam is our qualifier, too.
How about that?
Yeah. So
awesome.
Pam, make sure to give your dad a little bit of a hard time for that. But
yes.
also, Roz, be sure to throw, you know, I gave that up for you. You know, you got the qualifying over. And if Pam wins, you should bring Roz over to El Cafe.
Right.
Get out over there. And thank you to the family there, the Dietz and the Skibba family, getting us those names.
Yes.
Fun celebrating with you. Enjoy. Taking a look at our celebrity list, who you share your birthday and anniversaries with. Carly Lloyd is 43. Wonderful soccer Olympian. 2015, a World Cup winner.
Nice.
Great player. Great player. A lot of fun to watch.
Yep.
Jamie Mays is 46. Tim and guidance counselor Emma on Glee. She was also on Heroes and NBC's Trial and Error and a couple of others.
Okay.
Corey Feldman is 54.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Oh, man.
One of the more successful child actors of all time. I don't think that gets talked about enough. The Goonies, Stand By Me, The Lost Boys. Like, if that's all he did, hit.
That is a run. right there for any actor. And he was just,
like there's grown actors to your point to never have that kind of run and everything. Those are like not just good movies or anything, they're cult classics. They're in every 80s kids, like every 80s kid saw those pretty much, almost every
80s kid.
That's an interesting career. And just I think for a lot of people there's almost a what could have been kind of thing or whatever. We're lucky he's alive. And I'm not trying to be funny
not
here.
Glib, right? Right, yeah.
With younger, with child actors of that era and everything, it didn't always end well.
No.
So, it could be a lot worse.
Yep.
And a great career.
And he's got such a distinctive voice.
Yeah.
Which never changed, by the way. It's no, still
that's
the same,
wild.
Which is wild,
it's very wild that it never did. The great, the wonderful Will Ferrell is 58.
Wow.
It kind of throws me a little bit, but Will Ferrell is it either that you like him or you don't kind of guy.
Yep.
To me, it's odd that you see somebody this kind of popular that is that way, I feel like, when it comes to comedic actors and stuff.
Right. I honestly, I like Will Ferrell. When he's not being Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
When he's doing like a little bit different stuff. When he's doing like his voice acting, I really like.
He's
like the Lego movie, Megamind.
Megamind, yeah.
He
yeah.
does a fantastic job, and I really like it. Maybe because I'm not thinking it's Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a lot of respect for what he's done in his career. I mean, you have to be very successful and all that stuff. But the shtick he does, it's not a fan. But otherwise, I'm all on board.
I'm a sucker. I get pulled into anything Will Ferrell does. I really like, and in part because I still see, even to this day, the guy that came onto the SNL stage and took it by storm.
Right, he really did.
That cast needed leadership. That cast needed somebody that was willing to be the butt of the joke, as well as the straight man, as well as the guy that would put on the costume that nobody else would.
Right.
Every cast needs somebody like that, and Will Ferrell stepped up immediately, coming off the Groundling stage right to it.
Yep, he's the clown. He's the clown of the group, right? Yeah,
he's so darn versatile.
Right,
and while he can be the just butt of the jokes, he's also so good at setting up the jokes or being the guy giving the punchline.
Right. That's right.
I think he's a lot more stronger of an actor than some people may realize, too. Stranger Than Fiction, I think, is a good example of that.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times where he's done a little bit more serious role, and he's actually done quite a good job with that.
As somebody who misses Chris Farley every day, you may not think it, but there are so many parallels between their styles of comedy.
It really, There's a it's not... It's more of a feeling, you know? It's more of a vibe, I guess. And I'm using a word I'm not... really that fond of, but it's one of those things where there seems to be like a progression, like there was always someone to take over afterwards, kind of thing, that role, and he kind of did that.
It's one of our opening exercises in acting classes. It's often, especially at Second City, is kind of taking your exercise. It's a lesson, I should say, taking your emotions from 1 to 10. Mm. And I'm happy at a 1 compared to a 10. Mm-hmm. And part of this is to so that you're not, I'm really happy with this muffin. Well, you're happy is at a 10. Why would you be at a 10 for a muffin? You're at the same happy as you would be when you just found the love of your life. That doesn't make sense. Engaging that for actors and helping to spritz that. There are very, very few actors that can go from 0 to 100. Very few.
Yeah.
And make it believable.
Right.
Chris Farley was a master at this. He does not get the credit he deserves for being a comedic genius in that way. Will Ferrell can do pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I mean by a lot of the things I'm talking about with his career, especially at SNL.
Yeah.
Acting wise, here and there. I think it's been up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Phoebe Cates is 62. Linda in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Kate in Gremlins.
I always forget about that. Which is too bad because she's really good in that movie.
I was going to say, I think she's actually the lead to me in that movie.
Mm.
I think she really the way she acts and her strong performance in it. And of course, she is married to Kevin Kline. And I love that. I think that's... I'm a gigantic Kevin Kline
fan. Yeah, me too.
Big, like one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, love him.
I always forget that those two are married. The Lord of the Dance is 67. Michael Flatterly. Haven't heard of that in a long time.
That is a blast from the past. Do you remember? Do you remember, everybody, when that was a thing? Yeah.
Those dancing videos.
Edward, the Irish comic, Edward Burns, had a thing about that. Should we move the hands? No, we're not going to move the hands. Just leave them right there. Just leave the hands there.
Anybody can move their hands. We keep them right here. One of the better coaches any of us have seen. Jimmy Johnson is 82, former coach of the Dallas Cowboys and Miami Dolphins with the rock solid hair.
Yes.
Co-hosted the pregame show on Fox for a long time.
Yep.
That is wrapping up, though, it seems like. That is going to eventually, or not eventually, I mean, very soon it looks like it's going to. Just the last time we saw him on the show, it seemed like it was going to be, you know.
Yeah. Well, he is 82 years old. So,
One of the few guys who has won a national championship in college and won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yep. It's a handful of guys who've done that.
And, really the architect behind a lot of those Cowboy teams
absolutely.
That turned everything around.
Yeah.
Which is odd. If you take away that winning stretch of Dallas, going from when they were losing, I mean, like 1-11 kind of time, to the last 20 years, it's really rough for that team when you think about that.
Everything, except for that one blip with Jimmy Johnson, everything post-Tom Landry has been not great.
Yeah. And some people no longer with us, like Oliver Orville Redenbacher, born this day in 1907. That was a real person.
He was a real person. I loved the commercials with him, especially when he was older, playing up the geekiness of that. He was great with doing that. It was awesome. I love those commercials.
They were great commercials. I like when his son came on.
Yep.
That was fun. it's one of those things where we have so many characters that for the our brand names or whatever that we find out, oh, that's not a real person. That's just a made up name.
Right.
It seems much more rare that it's an actual person.
I loved it when the founders were the ones that were like the face.
Yeah.
Like Dave Thomas with Wendy's.
Yes.
You know, always that. Yeah. But with a name like Orville Redenbacher, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
But it's synonymous with popcorn. Yeah, that's what you think when you hear the name.
And you know who was a better dancer than Fred Astaire? And that's a pretty darn short list.
Yeah.
Well, according to Fred Astaire, a better dancer than him was his dance partner, Ginger Rogers.
Nice.
She was born on this day in 1911, passed away in 1995. The lightest feet you may ever see.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love watching her dance. A good actor, too.
Very good, actually. She had some very good dramatic roles as well. But, of course, she's all known for her dancing.
Yeah. Yep. But I always enjoyed that Fred Astaire was so quick to point out, you know, she's better than I am.
Yes.
I just lead. But that's saying something for one of the greatest dancers any of us will ever see. We will take a quick time out, come back after the break, but we wish a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody. Can't think of a better way to celebrate than over at El Cafe. Get there today, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edward.
Yes. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving. Welcome back, everybody. Summer bumper time. Yeah, summer's half over. Finally got it in there.
Doesn't matter. We got it in. That counts. It counts. If we got it in August, it still counts.
Yeah, there you go.
That's Theremin, is that it?
Theremin, yes.
I've never understood that in that song. It just throws me off completely. Every time I've heard that song since I was a kid, it always throws me off.
It's great, though. It's one of the rare good uses of theremin, because it's a hard instrument to figure out how to use, but
good stuff. Good stuff right there. We're gonna have some more summer bumpers for you, everybody. Be on the lookout for those. Nice work by you, Seth. I appreciate
thank you.
It's gonna get a little awkward, but we're gonna talk feet.
Okay.
If you've been hitting up the pool or the beach this summer, chances are your feet have gotten some sun. And in a new survey, 44% of Americans say that they are self-conscious about that, though. They're self-conscious about their feet. 44%.
That seems awfully high.
I thought it was kind of low.
Oh, really? You thought more people would be self-conscious.
Have you ever met anybody who is confident about their feet?
Oh, wow.
I have not met one person, I believe, that has ever complimented or said, I have nice toes.
Look at my feet. Aren't they great?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever been around that. If I have, I apologize because I don't remember it, but
it seems like there's people who like just don't care. It's like, yep, My feet, they do the job that they're there for, and that's fine. And then there are people, I'm getting, you know, like any part of your body you could be self-conscious about, I suppose. But yeah.
I dated the ballerina once, and she was, it was almost like a deal, like not a deal breaker for me, but for her, the idea of just even going swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Like in stuff, and where her feet would be bare. She was so self conscious about it.
Yes,
I think you'd be surprised. Like some, Shaquille O'Neal is one of the more confident human beings that is walking the planet. Mm-hmm. The man gives himself nicknames, and we roll with it. We're like, all right, sure, you want to be the big Aristotle? Sure, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
He is incredibly shy about his feet. Mm-hmm. Incredibly shy. Most athletes, LeBron James, most of them, especially basketball players, you know, they're just very... So it's not... I think that this has an opportunity to find some connection. And oh, I have this in common with somebody, mm-hmm. or they're not that different than me kind of thing. It's also a chance for us to kind of get over this in some ways.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying it's, again, quick as flipping a switch, mm-hmm. but hopefully, you know, I don't like the idea of people being self-conscious about anything. I don't think anybody should be. I don't care who you are out there. You are handsome or beautiful the way you are.
Yeah.
66% have even avoided wearing open-toed shoes because of there's this self-consciousness.
Wow.
The biggest concerns are smells and toenails. other reasons people don't want to show off their feet include toe hair or toe shape.
Toe shape.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought of that.
Yeah. All right.
Gen X was the most embarrassed by their feet, followed by millennials and Gen Z. Mm. Boomers just didn't really care
as
much.
Don't even think about their feet at all.
Don't even think about it. So that's a little saddening to me that the younger you would think, I would hope, I should say, that it would be the opposite.
Right.
That we got better as society went along about this, and we are more open about it and more like, it's your feet. Everybody got weird feet. Everybody's feet look like they came from the prehistoric era. Like
they're much more function over form, because we need them in order to walk. The way that our feet are shaped just make us bipedal, right? That's what we need.
We've also never been more open to open toed shoes or we didn't have Crocs back. Boomers didn't have Crocs, you know, those things or
they
whatever.
All they had was like flip flops.
Yeah,
you know. But now we got sandals and all kinds of stuff.
I really would think that going into this, mm-hmm. I would really think that it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
Instead, it'd be very different.
Interesting.
There's plenty you can do to improve your foot health and hygiene, but 30% of people say that they'd be willing to give up booze to magically have perfect feet.
What?
20% would give up coffee.
Okay.
That's insane.
Okay, first of all, let's take this in, again, perspective, mm-hmm. everyone. Which part of your body do you use the most? I mean, I'm not talking, you know, internal organs, which are running all the time, obviously. Yes, your heart. Yes, I get that. Your lungs and your brain. Yeah. But think about it. If you are, you know, unless you are unable to walk, you use your feet a ton.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah, they're going to get beat up over the years. That's what's just going to happen because you use them so much.
Some people are extremely confident in their feet. 29% of Americans say that they'd sell pictures of them. Good luck.
Wow.
Here there's a market for it.
There is a market.
There's always a market for everything.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
There's a market for everything.
There is, for sure. Rule 34.
I actually, I've never thought about this before, but I think that when it comes to things about my body, that's one of the few things I'm okay with. Is my feet?
Now, is your feet? Yeah.
I make fun of my feet.
Yeah.
But I have I've had my size 12 shoes since I was born, pretty much. I've always had these feet.
Yeah.
And I've
just
kind of, I think I've just gotten used to them. And I do try to take care of my feet. Mm-hmm. I do try to, now I don't go, I don't have any techniques or, you know, crazy things I do or anything, but I know what you said before. I know how often I use my feet. I know how valuable they are. And
yeah.
I appreciate them.
Take care of your feet.
I try to take care of them.
And I'm terrible about doing that too. Although I love going barefoot, you know, the first chance I get when I get home, you know, the shoes and socks come off. It just feels better, nicer that way. So,
100%.
Yeah.
This is the part of what I love about this time of year is the ability to just go without shoes or just run outside if I need to check the mail or grab the dog or something. And I don't have to put on 15 things to go out or anything. Like, the shoes are a big part of this.
Yes.
Especially when you're tall. bending down to put shoes on.
You're very
on,
far away from your feet.
There's a little bit added, like, to it. There's a little bit.
And that's
bit.
Probably why I don't take as good care as I should, because they're so far away.
They're all the way down there.
They're in the bottom.
Hey,
man,
how about you guys take care of yourselves? I don't got time to get down there.
You know,
it's all the way down there. Six feet away.
I realize that having bigger feet, though, is can be an issue, because I do. There are times when because I have big feet too, and if it feels clumsier, because you don't always know where the end of your foot is, and you like kick something or you step on someone else's toes or something like that. Oh, and you're not, because you don't mean to. You just don't realize where the end is all the time. So yeah.
I was looking for a palate cleanser to get, going from feet to just fun, weird, random facts, different things that you can throw at people throughout the day. Just,
sure.
I find I do this sometimes. If things get awkward in a conversation, or the conversation is a stalemate, you just throw out there, did you know puppies are drawn to squeaky toys because they trigger their dog's natural hunting instincts?
Oh.
The sounds mimic the distress call of prey animals.
Oh, that's... Never thought of that.
This makes sense. My fur brother Sam, that's what part of what he loves at night. He likes that's his.
Why do babies like squeaky toys?
Oh, that's a much.
So now that's a more interesting question. Yeah. Answer that one anyway.
The American flag Neil Armstrong planted on the moon in 1969 was knocked over by the engine blast as soon as they lifted off to leave.
I didn't know that.
I thought
it was still standing there on the moon.
Five more U.S. flags have been planted on the moon since then, and NASA believes all of them are still standing.
There's no wind, so that
the problem helps. Is the flags are not now completely white from being bleached by the sun.
Sun, right? The harsh rays of the sun.
Now it just looks like the moon is giving up. It's just waving
just
the white
surrendering.
Flag. Like, look, I mean, come on the moon. I got nothing here. As of 2009, the Wi-Fi isn't short for wireless fidelity.
No,
it's actually not short for anything. The people who created it just liked the name because it rhymed with hi-fi.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously? Well, I never thought that fidelity made sense with the internet. That's
no.
a sound thing, and it's like that has nothing to do with internet connections. I don't know.
How
it's wacky. That's
kind of disappointing. Like, it's a little bit like, as somebody who looks up these things and loves to see the answer at the end of it, at the riddle and
stuff. Sometimes it's disappointing. It doesn't mean what you think it does. It's just there.
The only place where the Venus flytrap grows natively is within 60 miles of Wilmington, North Carolina.
Really?
If they're growing anywhere else, it's because they've been transplanted there.
Really? I did not know that.
It's wild.
That is wild. And it's just a very small area.
Yeah.
Now, there, the etymology of how the Venus flytrap, now I got to figure that. And I'm going to look into that one. So it's this one very small area, and they came from, why?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and they have I think if I have this right, they have a very, they're old, old, like, history. Like,
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
History.
Yeah. Wow.
No one knows the origin of the name 7-Up. It was first created in 1920. And nobody has any idea of where it
really?
Comes from.
Okay, so this is one of the theories. This is the seven part, my dad has told me, and I don't know if this is true or not, is because it was 7 ounces. Normal pop was 8 ounces. You know, like your normal pop bottle was 8. So now, I don't know if that's true or not. The up, I think that's the big part. They don't know where the up comes from.
That's really wild, though, what you said there. And
yes.
That actually makes perfect sense when you taste 7-Up to
compare
right, to
other exactly,
sodas.
Yeah.
In the 1930s, a brand of toilet paper called Northern Bath Tissue marketed itself with the slogan, 100% splinter-free. Because that was not always a guarantee with toilet paper back then. Again,
oh my lord,
perspective.
Yes.
just perspective. Everybody,
that is a great slogan, actually, when you think about it. That is actually splinter free. Hey, there's an old joke, I mean, and this is like really old, you know, the old when people had outhouses and may not have had toilet paper, I'm taking the Sears Roebuck catalog with me to the outhouse, and not just for reading material.
Right It's with that, it kind of, maybe that makes a lot more sense of why they brought the newspaper in there and everything. At least you knew that didn't happen.
Yeah, that's true.
That ain't right. That just ain't right. That should not have made it to market. That should not have gotten out there.
That does seem like, oh, goodness, that's, ooh, bruh.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You would have thought that.
Thinking about that.
You would have thought that the bidet would have been brought in with that.
Like, yeah, exactly.
That's one person with a splitter, and we're bringing
bidets. We're done.
We're done with this.
We're done with toilet paper.
Man. And finally, as we go to break, many old school Wisconsinites might know this one. The area of Wisconsin, was spelled O-U-I-S-C-O-N-S-I-N from when it was discovered in the 1600s through the 1820s.
Really?
So Wisconsin used to be known as Owiskin. Owiskin.
Oh, wow.
When the U.S. government started spelling it Wisconsin in official documents.
So literally, they just changed it. And by making it in official documents. Oh, this is what it's going to be called now. There we go.
Why they changed it, there isn't necessarily any. Why they added the Wisconsin, well, you know,
yeah, right.
W-I-S-C. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nobody really knows, or at least there's not a real like a set theory to it.
Who knows? I mean, that might be lost to history, but wow, that's fascinating. I did not know that one either.
I'd love to hear. Wisconsinites out there, would you rather be an Owiskinite?
Owiskinite. Yeah? That's harder to say.
It is.
I think Wisconsin's a little bit better. But anyway,
there's a lot more interesting history there if you go to wisconsinhistory.org.
Yeah.
Wisconsinhistory.org. I encourage you to check that out. I know I will be doing a deep dive much later into that. A fun website. Check that out, everybody. And we'll have more fun stuff for you coming up as we have five ways your health improves as you age.
Oh, nice.
On the morning show at WFHR.
Strawberries, cherries, and an angel's kiss in spring. My summer wine is really made from all these things.
Wonderful Nancy Sinatra playing us in right there. 105. Darn it. I was thinking of Playmakers.
You were. That's all right.
Playmakers.
That's all right.
Can I get a second take on that?
Yes, you can.
One, two. The wonderful Nancy Sinatra playing us in here on 97.5 FM WFHR.
All right.
Flawless. Perfect. Yes, perfect. Nobody heard it. Seth and James hanging out with you, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Real quick, got a couple of notes here I wanted to touch on. First, we had a late birthday entry.
Yeah,
to get in.
Let's do that.
Rich Jackin, you are a qualifier. You're going onto the list.
Yep.
We got the name in late, we're going to get it in there.
So happy birthday to you, Rich.
Yeah, enjoy your day, Rich. Hope it's a great one for you. And thanks a lot for listening. We appreciate you.
Yep.
And we have a road closure wanted to tell you about from our DOT. Wisconsin 73 will be closed and detoured for maintenance. Closure extended due to unforeseen issues during repair.
Okay.
Motorists will encounter detour and closure for WIS 73 near Pittsville in Wood County from July 16th at 6:30 to July 17th at 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced. Closure was extended today due to unforeseen issues that arose during the maintenance.
All right.
We ask you to drive slow in those areas.
Please do.
Look out for our workers.
Yep.
Slow down. Nothing is worth messing with those guys.
No.
We got people out there working their tails off.
Yep.
So very
important work. Making our roads nice. Yes.
Yeah. We appreciate them. Keep a lookout for that, everybody. We'll mention that again next hour.
All right.
So, when it comes to getting healthier as you get older, that's something that we feel like we have to work at quite a bit. But there are some sides of it that are just kind of natural.
Okay.
National Geographic, of all places, a shout out to them. I love National Geographic.
Yeah.
They posted a list of some ways your health actually improves as you age.
Oh, okay, cool.
One of our good stories of the day.
Yeah.
You get better at handling stress.
Like, boy, when were we just talking about that?
That's wild. I didn't pre-read this either.
That's really cool. Yeah.
This came about this morning and everything.
It's true.
Yeah,
you do. As I've learned, as I think we've all learned as we get older. Yeah, that's true.
A study, and now we have some data to back it up. A study in 2023 found seniors produce less cortisol, and you also just get used to stress. Quote, older people have a lot more ability to understand stressful or difficult circumstances. A la, perspective.
Which, interestingly, leads to less stress, which is a good thing. Less stress is always better.
Also, you become more emotionally resilient. When stressful stuff does happen, you're better equipped to bounce back from it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've noticed that in myself, yes.
You stop caring about what everyone else thinks. As we age, we tend to stop comparing ourselves to other people so much.
Yeah.
It lets you focus on the things that actually make you happy.
Right. And And I know this varies per person. It's, I mean, all of this stuff, of course, it varies per each individual, of course. But again, I have noticed that myself in myself just not caring as much. It's like, what's really important? You know, when you get to a certain age, it's like, well, yeah, it's not as important to me anymore.
There's so many things, too, that I think we can look back and be like, God, why did I let that bother me? Or, oh, why did I let this, you know? And that's one of those things that I feel for all young people of every generation now and going forward with, because we all go through it.
Yeah, you know? We do. And we have to get to where we are now. It's not something like, sure, we've all had those thoughts. If I only knew then what I know now. Well, you would never know then what you know now. It just doesn't work that way.
Things get better in the bedroom. People in relationships often report that their sex life gets better in their 50s, especially women.
All right.
A very underreported thing, but going by this, especially the National Geographic article, which you can find at nationalgeographic.com. Mm-hmm. Is it .com or .org? Let me double check. I go to this site a lot.
It's NatGeo, whatever it is.
Yeah, NatGeo. No, okay. .com. It is okay. .com. You go there and see the complete article. This has been happening since really the dawn of human beings, they believe.
Yeah.
That we've always been more inclined to do that.
Right. And it makes sense. To the follow, you learn things, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get more experience about these things, and you get better at it. I mean, that's just part of it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You just get better.
And to looking at the other previous ones, you don't care as much.
It goes
a long ways with that, if you think about it.
Yeah.
And finally, happiness peaks again. How happy we are tends to follow a U-shaped curve. We're happy in our early 20s, a little less happy in our 30s and 40s, and that rebounds. Studies show you might not hit peak happiness until your 50s, 60s, or 70s.
How about that?
Yeah.
And if that isn't good news, doesn't that make that makes that should make people feel a little bit better, you know, about that? Because we are so focused on youth,
yeah.
You know, and it's not, and I don't want to just, you know, say, oh, America is just about you. It's not just America. It's everywhere. It's a human thing. But we have to remember, boy, you know, every stage of life, there's something.
Yeah.
There's something there that you can take away from. You can learn from. You can enjoy. We always have to keep that, you know. Maybe this hour is just all about perspective, because that's, you know, something you, perspective is earned. It really is as you go along life, you know.
I find it really interesting, too, because this tends to be the case even if you are, you know, in your 30s and 40s, very successful, whatever that is.
Whatever that is, right, yeah.
It still tends to be that way, where even the most successful people in their 30s and their 40s, and we see this a lot of time with celebrities and very accomplished people,
sure.
And, well, I'm not that happy, or we see them changing, going from this style of music or this style of art or this style of acting to another completely different thing. You see that a lot in the 30s and 40s.
Right.
You're usually coming to grips or understanding mortality better than ever than in those ages.
Right.
And then you have time go by and you have a little more perspective and understanding, and that's where the older ages come in.
And that is it. Which just means that your whole life, there's always something there, right? And it's something that I think we should really, you know, the unexamined life is not worth living, you know, that old Aristotle phrase. And boy, if that's not true, especially when you get to the older ages, you know, just take a look back. You know, there's wins, there's losses. It's just the whole experience. Just take it in, you know. Just take the whole thing in.
What they mention about our happiness tends to go in a U shape.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something I'll have to keep in mind with that.
That's a good one,
and that's almost a daily thing too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? So all of those things being said, we're going to make sure that you have a good next hour.
Yeah,
guarantee that. I got no idea the no. But I'm gonna come back and we're going to have some more fun here on the morning show. WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media.